I started a completely different business. I'm now a professional organizer and declutterer. Oh. So I work with small business, reorganizing, streamlining, that kind of thing, and with private households, helping people declutter. And it's a more personal approach. And
that's an interesting job.
Yeah, it is.
I bet you find all sorts of things when you're decluttering.
I find all kinds of things, but I also find that people hold very interesting things in their minds.
Really?
And that's where it becomes more interesting.
Is it hard to get people to let go of what they...
Oh, yes, absolutely. I say yes, absolutely, but not really. If the hard bit is to find the reason why they hold on to things. Once we dig that reason out of its crust and out of the sand, very often what happens is that we come into an avalanche of letting go, because people suddenly realize, well, I don't really need this. I just hold on to it because Auntie Claire gave it to me, or because it's been with me for the last 20 years. I just got used to it. And once that realization kicks in, then practical progress can be made. And then my organization skills come into play, and I can help people find ways that work for them.
Is it a bit of a habit that they...
There is a bit of habit, there is a bit of hang-ups, there's a lot of psychology involved.
Mm.
There's a lot of hand-holding and tea drinking. And that's where it starts. It's not like you go in and you say, okay, I've got this garage full of stuff that we need to sort out. But before we even get there, we have to figure out, why is the garage full of stuff in the first place? Why haven't people been able to let go of the broken Lilo and the 15... spare parts for bicycles that have gone 20 years ago.
Three kettles that don't work anymore.
Indeed. And all that kind of thing. So yeah. it's a combined approach of that.